Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
In terms of training camp, I thought Coach did a great job setting up training camp in terms of increasing the competition, the physicality. Felt like you could start seeing our identity take shape, even though we know that will really solidify itself as we get into the regular season. The staff did a wonderful job developing some players, putting them really ahead of the developmental curve and in place to compete for starting positions, backup roles, and making the 53.
That was Ryan Poles. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score on this Football Monday, a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. And we've talked all about the injuries that really were the biggest story in this game, whether it was the injury to Aaron Rodgers that caused him not to play, or finding out randomly that Tremaine Edmonds was placed on injured reserve over the weekend, which was a surprise to a lot of people. There were the injuries to the entire linebacking core. Then there were more injuries to the linebacking core during the game. Then, oh, by the way, left tackle Theo Benedet is out, and Ozzie Trapillo, who we had seen primarily on the right side and used as an extra blocker, was now being asked to play left tackle. So when you consider it all, it was pivotal that so many people had to step up for the Bears in this game, which begs the question, who deserves more credit for the Bears' depth and the win that ensued? Is it the coaching staff for Sunday, or is it Ryan Poles? What say you, Mars Hall Harris?
Well, look, I got to give credit where credit is due. And when you look at what the Bears were able to do from a depth standpoint, where even though guys were going down, the next guy literally was the next man up and stepped in and did a good enough job for them to get a win. And so that is me tipping my hat to the general manager, Ryan Poles, which I didn't think I was going to be doing at this point in the season. But listen, when you get that far down the depth chart, it's one thing. But it's another thing to look at, and again, I don't know what the balance is when we talk about who's responsible for this past draft. But when you see Kyle Manungai, 7th-round pick from this year, score a touchdown, when you see 6th-round pick Luke Newman step in and play 22 snaps, including filling in for Jackson when he goes down with injury.
Hello, Newman.
When you see Ruben Hippolyte getting a start, no, he didn't last long, but he was out there, right? When you see Ozzie Trapillo play every single snap at left tackle and nary hear his name, Luther Burden making catches, Colston Loveland scoring touchdowns, those are all picks from this year's draft. You can't ignore that they're having an impact, and the conversation around them is way different now than, say, before the bye week.
Mike was not on. And you add in, like, guys that they've picked, like Theo Benedet. Like, I understand he wasn't playing, but that's a solid pickup. The backups, DeMarco Jackson and Ogbog and Bamiga as well. Like, the depth, you can't not look at this roster right now and give a little bit of credit to Ryan Poles, as much as we all were on him previously. There's no doubt about that. He drafts the players, he brings the players in, and you actually have a coaching staff which seems to be able to develop that talent as well. That's a big deal.
Well, and I think there's a couple different pieces that go in it. Number one is that I think that Matt Eberflus definitely had a hand in who he wanted, and that conversation happened with Ryan Poles.
What's that?
In previous years. So even though they didn't get the 3 technique that Eberflus wanted, there were other ways that you saw this come together. And I feel the same way when it comes to Ryan Poles answering requests from guys like Dennis Allen and Ben Johnson. I say that because how many times have we heard Dennis Allen specifically talk about traits in players that he really likes or the history that he has with somebody like a Nashawn Wright, like a CeeDee Gardner-Johnson? You know, it feels like Dennis Allen has had a big input and influence when it comes to the front office saying that. Now, that might sound like I'm giving a lot of credit to the coaching staff more so than the front office. But here's the thing. Front office could come back and say, nope, that's not the type of player we like to sign. And there could be more pushback there. So in agreement, to even be in agreement on it is a really good thing because I think a lot of people in those situations might push back. But when you see how people are being utilized, especially as we've joked, quote, off the street, end quote, you know, there has been such success. Dennis Allen knows how to use Nashawn Wright in his defense. And credit to the front office for saying, we'll get you that guy. Dennis Allen knew how to use CeeDee Gardner-Johnson. And so I feel like the front office is able to also help fill in the gaps, like with Abong-Bamiga, who we mentioned, or with Jackson, who we mentioned, those two combining for 29 tackles. They're working in concert, and the respect is there. And I think the biggest difference, too, is we don't talk about how much a good coaching staff can really affect your win-loss. It sounds so silly, and you think it's such a basic concept. But last year's coaching staff with those same players, they don't pull off what happened yesterday with that win. Ozzie Tripillo, one pressure, no sacks, no quarterback hits, and an 88.4 pass protection effectiveness grade. Go play Sunday. I know it's going to be tough. I know you're facing one of the best opponents in the league and one of the toughest places to play. But you at least did your first game good. My goodness, what a shot in the arm that would be for this Bears team if it works out well.
When we're talking about the draft, that's one thing, right? But I think there's clear evidence that Dennis Allen has had all of his influence on these guys that they brought in. Because if you look at it, whether it's DeMarco Jackson, who was the guy with the green dot yesterday, or whether it is CeeDee Gardner-Johnson, these are guys who played with Dennis Allen before. He knows them in and out. And I think the most important lesson, I guess, to take away from this is, in my opinion, Ryan Poles is evolving and learning and understanding where he did come up short before he got his contract extension. And he is now deferring to the experts, the coaches who know what they can and cannot do with certain players. And it's remarkable that they're not only doing what they're doing right now defensively with all these backups and everything, but they're not, like, as of right now, none of their 2025 draft picks that play on defense can play a football game right now. None of them. Not Zay Frazier, not Shamar Turner, and of course, Ruben Hippolyte had to leave the game yesterday, so not him either. So I think that says a lot about where they are as a team.
I have an instant question for both of you.
Oh, here we go.
Instant question now.
Love doing this.
I do. I know it's one game by Tripillo at left tackle.
Oh, I know where we're going here.
Where he comported himself well. Will there be a competition for the left tackle spot for the Chicago Bears heading into next year? Will Tripillo, let's just say this, will he be a starter in some way, shape, or form on the Chicago Bears next year? A second rounder versus an undrafted guy in Theo Benedet. Are we doing this all over again next year in training camp?
Unless your name is Drew Dahlman or Joe Tooney, then there better be.
Competition?
Yes.
You're set with Darnell Wright, correct?
Yeah, I'm set with Darnell Wright. I know. I don't feel like he had his best game yesterday, and I feel like there have been so many games this season where he's been great, and then there's been a couple where they've been a real clunker. So that happens when you're facing guys like Max Crosby and J.J. Watt.
Yeah,
that's why I don't view him as clunkers,
T.J. Watt. I'm sorry, J.J. is just a part of my life, man. Well, I feel like I grew up watching that
dude. He did the game yesterday, too. So
that, yes, and he got to see his brother pass the family record. And did you hear him shout out his uncle? Oh, you probably didn't.
I heard about it. It made its way to the press box. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yes.
115 sacks is not anything to snuff out. So, yeah, he's doing a good job. I think there probably will be an open competition.
That's interesting, isn't it?
There should be.
Yeah.
And frankly, if nothing else, for the fact that I didn't hear a false start penalty yesterday.
No falsies.
Iron sharpens iron.
I like Theo Benedet. I think it's great that he is getting his due. And I feel like it's a great thing that the Bears don't have an ego about this to the point where they're going to say, this isn't our draft pick. He's undrafted free agent. But at least he has earned the right to put himself in the position to try to earn the spot. But this is one of the most important positions on the damn team.
Yeah.
If there's any question you have, this had better be a competition.
And we're not even talking about Braxton Jones, who probably won't even be around.
Karan Amagaji, anyone?
Karan Amagaji.
So that's my point.
But he's hurt too. You know, they're both on IR,
yeah,
aren't they?
But he'll be here next year. There's no doubt about it. So he'll be part of something.
Here's what I know. What I know is you can't have enough cornerbacks and you can't have enough offensive linemen because they're going to get hurt. That's what I've learned watching football my whole life. And
yeah.
I think with the way passing offenses work, you're always going to need another defensive back. Guess who's got a surplus as soon as those guys come out?
Oh, yeah.
And now, because Ozzie Tripillo, as you said, comported himself the way that he did, Theo Benedet, whichever one of those guys you want, and I think it's going to be Theo Benedet, becomes this auxiliary piece that you can now use, plug and play. And that is a great thing for a team trying to build the depth that you need to get, first of all, through an NFL season, but also have a little some if you need to make a trade to get a big-time playmaker down the road.
I have an instant question for you.
Okay.
Yes,
on
go
Raheem
ahead.
Harrison yes. Brody on 670 The Score. Our segment brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Should Ozzie Tripillo have gotten the opportunity earlier? Do you think that rookiness, do you think that because he was young and this is his first year in the league, do you think that that had something to do with him not getting this opportunity sooner?
I trust Dan Roschar like I trust Ben Johnson at this point because they needed some time. They got the time. They put it together and they look like a competent, I would say above average offensive line, not just in the middle where they paid everybody, but also on the left and the right tackle spots. And I think if they saw that Tripillo wasn't ready, why rush it?
It was shocking and disappointing how quickly Tripillo was taken out of the left tackle competition during training camp. It's very upsetting. When they put Benedet in, I mean, look, I'm on record. I said it. I thought it was a pawn. I thought it was just, we're bringing this undrafted guy in to motivate everybody because we ain't getting anything out of Braxton Jones. We're getting nothing out of Tripillo right now. So I thought that was, okay, this puts this guy in no man's land because you have your right tackle, hopefully for the next 5 to 7 years or so. That's where Tripillo plays best. They made it sound like he couldn't play left tackle. So my answer is, Layla, it's again a case of trust the coaching staff. The development was perfect leading up. They didn't rush it. They told us, I don't know if I believed it along the way, but they told us, oh yeah, he's working hard. We're hoping to get him in soon. I was like, oh, we'll see, because it felt like a disaster in training camp. And now all of a sudden, here we are talking about, is Tripillo the future of this offensive line?
This segment is sponsored by Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. The best part about this is Ryan Poles told us from day one, oh yeah, he could play left tackle. He could play left tackle. And they're like, we don't think he could play left tackle.
Right.
That's it. I feel like there's still that part of this front office where they're like, we can mold this guy. Tape doesn't matter. It's all about traits and relative athletic score. And if you read the article, by the way, in The Athletic that talked about how Ruben Hippolyte became a fourth round pick, relative athletic score plays a part. Ryan Pace loves it to the point where I think people need to ask him every time, do you love him or do you just love his relative athletic score? Do you like him or do you like the idea of him? Do you miss him or do you miss the idea of him? You feel me? It's that ingrained in this staff. So that's where I say there are too many times where they've leaned on that over the years and it didn't turn out well. I have to also then ask, was it a double failure because of front office choice and coaching staff? Because I think this coaching staff kind of does the opposite. They're going to find out ways to make these players fit.
I think the ultimate part of this, though, is that Ryan Poles was, as far as I could tell, right about Ozzie Trapillo, because I saw him play left tackle against one of the most feared fronts in all of football and hold his own. So I think it was just a matter of development. It's going to take some time, and maybe more time than they thought it would take if you go back to training camp and what you saw as far as the three-man weave between Braxton Jones and Kieran Amagaji. You could start naming names, right?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of guys that were out there. And then Theo Benedict is like this fourth dark horse comes in and takes a spot from those three guys. It's amazing. It's remarkable. But I think Ryan Poles was right, so I'll give is due on this Monday at least.
If Trapillo plays again this week against the Eagles and there's not a lot of issues, like, then are we talking about this year?
Yeah,
like between Benedet and Trapillo in terms of a competition, could Benedet take a seat, or are we getting carried away?
The lack of pre-snap talk that what we've talked about every single week about the pre-snap penalties.
Benedet's made a lot of mistakes.
Starts,
yeah,
I think that in and of itself puts him right there in the running. I would not be shocked if that happened, and I wouldn't be like disappointed. I'd be like, all right, if that's the dude that's not making mistakes, let him go out there and play.
Well, and it would be ideal. And I remember when we were all having the debate on who should start at left tackle at the beginning of the year, one of the things was, how can you look at Braxton Jones, a former fifth rounder who slid right in his rookie year and became a starter? A lot of people assumed, hey, man, if you could do that, then Trapillo, no doubt about it, he's going to be a starter. So,
but they didn't. It didn't work well.
It didn't.
And,
no, and you're
that's, right. And every time we talked about Braxton Jones, it was with the qualifier for fifth-round pick. And I don't like doing it because I like him as a person. I think he's really great to talk to. I see why they want to work with him. You know, that's the hard part, too. Such an agreeable person.
Braxton?
Like, yes.
Oh, yeah. One
and
of the most agreeable guys in the locker room.
Yes, and you totally understand why people want to give him a shot. And, of course, it's not the personality contest on the field. This is not the National Personality League. You know, I used to say when Eberflus was coach, it's not the National Talking League. But when it comes to getting the opportunities, you know, I think every front office wants to say, we discovered this guy. You know, they want to have that diamond in the rough that they think they've unearthed. But sometimes you just have to go with the obvious people, too, and the obvious needs, and that will help you. Like, nobody's ever complaining about the front offices that don't do that and just get the guys they want, because they got the guys they wanted.
That's the goal, right? Just get the guys you want by any means necessary. Go out, and that I thought they took a big step. I thought they took a big step this past offseason, because they went out and they made a trade and got a guy they wanted out of Kansas City, and he has become the rock of that offensive line. They went out and got the guy from Atlanta on both sides of the ball. And I think this going forward is going to be their path to success. Just go get who you need, get the best players available, mold them into what you need them to be, and then you can worry about who plays where later. But get talent in-house. I think this is as talented a roster that they've had in-house. Mind you, they're still, for the most part, unhealthy in a long time. Mark, when was the last time they had a roster this talented?
2018.
I think that's the last time I trusted a defensive coordinator as much as I do,
Defensive coordinator?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Fangio.
Like,
coming at you next week, by
I
the
mean,
way.
I mean, somebody
this
could
week.
Somebody could be walking down the street, and Vic Fangio would find a way to make that person a linebacker.
Oh, yeah, man. He's a badass. Yeah, we'll be talking about him a lot this week.
4 days.
Yeah, because he's...
Short week.
He's running that Eagles defense.
Yeah, and Ben Johnson is the only one who thinks that having the extra day is the advantage, because he's so used to coaching for Thanksgiving.
I thought that was a great point, which I didn't even think about when he said it. But I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. You get an extra day compared to what you're used to at this time of year.
But your entire staff doesn't. Like, your staff wasn't all from the Lions. That's what makes it funny, too. But give Ben Johnson an extra day, and I like what could happen. Our segment brought to you by Plumbers 911.
Did you
plumbing
just pick
emergency?
The Bears?
Call the plumbing professionals available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM. 911. This is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. And next, it is time for America's favorite segment. And by America, I mean the three of us in this room. Inside the Locker Room, the premier football locker room show on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. You see what I did there?
I do. I did.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.